And what about the land that has the cypress trees and water and all that?
We would call this a swamp land.
And, you know, along the ocean, there's something sort of like swampland where salt hay grows. You know, there's places where the beach goes right down to the water, and other places you can't get to the water because of the area in between, where it's all grassy and water fill covers it. It's where shrimp breed.
I don't know the term that would be used to describe that.
Well, if you go to the Gulf here and you come to a place where there's not, where the beach doesn't go right to the water, what would you have between you and the water?
Well, you'd have wasteland, really. But I don't know what would be the term that's used to describe it.
Well, some people call it marshes, and some people call it salt marshes. Would you use either one of those words?
I would associate a salt marsh or a marsh more with a swampy area inside of a big, thick area of woods.
So it wouldn't be...
It would be associated maybe with quicksand or something that was real boggy.
It wouldn't be salt water then?
No.
Well now, if you have something like a swamp or a marsh then, and you want to get the water off it so you can farm it, what do you do to it? You say they are...
Well, you have to drain.
So you say they are...
Draining.
And what would you dig to get the water out?
Ditches.
Alright. And could you have a ditch big enough to float a barge in?
If the barge was small enough, but no, I wouldn't think normally you could have.
What would you call something big and bigger than a ditch? If you had a big marsh to drain, a big swamp.
I don't know a term to describe that.
Well, what's a canal?
It would be a large area, large enough for floating a barge or maybe small boats.
So let's say it would be sort of like that?
Yeah.
It'd be like a ditch?
Well, a canal I'd think of as being a wider space than a ditch would.
How wide is a ditch?
Oh. Normally, I'd think of a ditch as being something under 10 feet wide, maybe.
Well, for instance, in some of the residential areas of Dothan, there are places where they have big cement places that keep the land from flooding in the springtime, rest behind people's houses.
Yeah, I'd call them drainage areas, and I know that there would be another term for it, probably.
You call it drainage area?
Yeah.
Well, if there's a shallow arm of the creek, and where the water flows in from the ocean, a shallow arm of the sea where the water flows in and out with the tide, what would you call that?
I'm not familiar with the term, I don't guess.
Well, what kind of flowing water do you have around here?
Springs, creeks, drainage ditches, I guess would be the three main types.
What about the one over there at Columbia?
Well, a large dam area.
But it's a dam on the what?